Welcome to At the Show, the best in live music coming to you Sunday nights on killradio.org. And I'm your host, Bob. Tonight, we have a very special show. We're going to play two firsts. The first time that Tommy, the rock opera, was ever played live, and then the first time that Dark Side of the Moon was ever played live. So, Tommy, composed mostly by Pete Townsend in 1968. The album was released in 69, and in 1999 was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and it has sold over 20 million copies worldwide. So let's get right to it. This is from the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam in 1969, September 29th. Here is Tommy.
Play for you now the overture to Tommy, and then carry on through the rock opera Tommy, Story of the Deaf, Dumb and Blind Boy. Hope you enjoy it. That's a long haul. Thank you.
deaf, dumb, and blind boy, he's in a quiet vibration land. Strange as it seems, his musical dreams ain't quite so bad. Tommy doesn't know what pain is. He doesn't know who Jesus was or what freedom is. How can he be saved from the eternal flame? Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me?
child ain't all he should be now. The school will put him right. I'll show you what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm a gypsy, the acid queen.
Yeah.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you? Tommy, Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me? There's a doctor I found, could bring us all joy. There's a doctor in town, could cure the boy. Doctor in town, can cure the boy. There's a man I found, could remove his sorrow. He lives in this town, let's see him tomorrow. Let's see him tomorrow. I gave him show no sense at all. His eyes react like a dog detective. He hears but cannot answer to your call. See me, feel me, touch me. Untied operation. All hope lies with him and not with me. Imagine though the shock of isolation when he suddenly can hear and speak and see. See me, feel me, touch me, heal me. See me, feel me, touch me. See his ears, can't hear his lips speak. All the time and leave us pick and run. No machine can give a kind of stimulation needed to remove his inner blood. Go to the mirror, boy. Go to the mirror, boy. I often wonder what he's feeling. Has he ever listening to you, I get music, teaching that to you. I get the heat, following you. I'm out of mountain, I get summer natural heat. Right behind you, I see a million on you. I see the glory on you. I get a feeling. Happening in his head. Woo. How does a mirror affect you? Can you feel it from your house of mine? That you feel me? Can you feel my temper?
Never mind, your borders to be what you We're not gonna take it. Thank you.
Okay, boy, that was something else, huh? Coming up next is Dark Side of the Moon. Probably one of the most famous albums of all time. Was the eighth studio album of Pink Floyd, released in March of 73. It spent 741 weeks on the Billboard charts from 1973 to 1988, and then returned to the charts after 2003 with an estimated 50 million copies sold worldwide. It's Pink Floyd's most successful commercial album and one of the best-selling albums worldwide. There was talk that there was a record plant in Germany that the only thing it did was press Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon copies. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is certainly interesting. It's won a lot of accolades. One of the top 25 best-selling albums in the United States. And it's funny, even though it was on the charts for 741 weeks, it only held the number one spot for a single week. It's obviously been signified platinum over 15 times. Oh, and in 2002, 400,000 copies of this album were sold, making it the best-selling album of that year, nearly three decades after its release. Dark Side of the Moon, the very first time it's been played. This is coming from the Rainbow Theater in London, recorded from February 17th or the 20th. It's not sure on the notes which date that was from, of 1972. And here we go with The Dark Side of the Moon. Thank you. Well, that was pretty amazing, huh? First time it was ever played in concert. Wow. All right, so we have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to do an encore here. And this is a bit of a first, too, because it's the first time that David Gilmour ever joined Roger Waters after the 30-year split, except for one time when Pink Floyd had played together in 2005 for Benefit. So we're going to finish up here with a song from The Wall, named the number 314 of Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. It was co-written by Roger Waters and David Gilmour, one of only three songs from The Wall that was. This was recorded at the O2 Arena on May 2nd of 2011. And you should really check out the video of this on YouTube. Just do a search for Roger Waters, David Gilmour, Live O2. It's incredible because the visuals are just something to be experienced. So here we go with Roger Waters and David Gilmour. Comfortably numb.
Working good, that'll keep you going through the
Was some encore, huh? Thank you for listening tonight to At The Show, and I hope you enjoyed this evening of firsts, and who knows what's coming up next week. How about a suggestion? Haven't had any suggestions for a theme for the show. Come on, send those emails in to bobattheshow@yahoo.com. And if you have any other suggestions, complaints, requests, send them along too. Thank you and good night.